Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, July 31st, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we are going to share this message on this Thursday morning because we want to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Today's message is titled, Are You on the Right Road? The scripture text is from Jeremiah 31, verse 21.
Set up road signs, put up guideposts. Take note of the highway, the road that you take.
Yesterday we made chaplain visits all throughout Lancaster County and finished with a visit to United Zion Nursing Home in Lititz to see our friends Dave and Millie, who celebrated their 63rd wedding anniversary in April. For many years, we fondly referred to them as our, quote, pew neighbors, end quote, since they sat directly behind us in our church. Well, Dave has had a very rough time the last several weeks, but maintains his strong faith in God and sure has a great sense of humor.
On the way home, we passed a country church that sits on an interesting lot. As you approach the church from the west, you come to a very definite fork in the road. Well, we assume the original road went straight, directly past the front of the church, but at this point, the new highway veers right. Someone in the church considered a thoughtful witness sign to place at this very small point that is both practical and spiritual. We have a picture that posted today, and it merely asks, Are you sure you're on the right road?
In smaller letters underneath the question, there's a scripture reference. But we just wonder how many have looked this up through the years. It's from Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14, the words of our Lord in the Sermon on the Mount, and they state, Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
Well, today we want to especially consider a phrase from Jeremiah 31:2. It was originally pronounced to the Southern Kingdom some 2,600 years ago, and it remains a relevant reminder to all generations. It says, Take note of the highway, the road that you take.
Well, it's a fact that we are all presently on the road to our eternal destination. God has placed us in the driver's seat, that's free will, to steer our lives in the direction of our choosing. Since there are many roads we may travel, he equips us with the Bible roadmap that tells us what to expect when we choose a particular route. One road is broad, well-traveled, and seems very enticing. But since the futile end of this road extends beyond our initial view, Solomon warns travelers in Proverbs 14, verse 12, There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death.
Jesus gives directions to those desiring to travel the narrow road when he says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. It will not be through our good works or other man-centered efforts, but those traveling on the highway to heaven will get there only through the saving blood of Jesus Christ. Jeremiah instructs us again, set up road signs, put up guideposts. When we travel on an unfamiliar highway, and particularly me when Stephen gives me directions to go somewhere, well, I appreciate periodic signs that inform me when I'm on the right road. Even on familiar routes, we still value guideposts that assure us we're going the right way. Stephen often preaches from the phrase in Hebrews 12:1, where the writer of Hebrews he assures us that we can confidently persevere in the race marked out for us. We don't have to flip a coin or make a blind guess as to which direction we take, but we can move forward in confidence.
Well, on the spiritual highway, road signs and guideposts are surely the directions in the Holy Scriptures, God's owner's manual for each of us. The scriptures are an absolutely reliable map to direct our paths in the course of this life and to direct our hearts toward the life hereafter.
Let's all pray together. Father, this journey of faith began at mile marker 1, which was, for those who believe, the moment we realize the tremendous sacrifice of Jesus' death on the cross. After we repented of our sins, we began this faith journey, and the milestones along the way have assured us that the route we're on leads to eternal life. We reject the philosophies that originate from this world, and we follow your roadmap that keeps us on the highway of holiness as we are ever watchful for the prowling enemy who attempts to steer us off course. Though sorrow and mourning have accompanied us on this journey, we will enter Zion rejoicing and singing as you crown us with everlasting joy. And the marvelous blessing is that the end of this earthly journey is really only the beginning of eternal bliss. Thank you, Jesus, for making it possible. Amen.
Amen. By your grace, Lord Jesus, by your grace alone. Well, thank you for joining us today. It's a joy to share God's word in a rather unconventional way each weekday morning now for nearly 12 years. We've been preparing these messages and sharing them, certainly adding different venues with the podcast the last 3 or 4 years, but still the same eternal word of God. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we've prepared and are sharing now on the podcast that on Thursday, the 31st of July, 2008. We welcome you to go to our site today. We do have, as Brooksine mentioned, a photo of that sign we just took yesterday. In fact, we passed it, and as I drove past it and looked back, actually, because we were coming west, I said, let's turn around and get a picture of that sign. I think there's a message there. And then the Lord used my ponderings the last, 12 hours since that took place to prepare this message. Well, thanks for joining us. May you heartily join us on that narrow road that leads to life.